Galatians chapter 6, verse 17. He said, I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. Henceforth, I told you, when you study God's word, engage your mind. From now, that is before he was troubled. Am I making sense? I bear in my body the marks. Henceforth, let no man trouble me. The marks are gone. That is the marks of Jesus and the antidotes to the troubles of life. Marks signify who owns you. If you see a mark on a man's face, clean like this, it's for the body. Mark signify where you are coming from and to whom you belong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Marks are signs of ownership. I bear in my body, that's why anything man should say, I bear in my body the scars that show that I belong to Jesus. So now these marks have come upon me. Troubles, stop! I've had enough. But you see, marks are not only placed on body. Jesus placed marks on spirit and on soul. Later in the evening, I'll show you how Jesus places his mark on a man's soul. See, I was reading something yesterday night, and it was all like, and the person was talking about what pastors go through. I don't like talking about this because that's not the message Jesus sent. But let me tell you the truth. Anywhere you see a genuine or genuine post talking about what pastors go through, many of the situations that cause depression in other people's life, pastors go through more than that, they don't go to prison. Let me tell you one of the reasons. Marked soul, a marked mind, I can be depressed. If I tell you this, I'm going through. See, if I tell you what I went through, it means I gave my life to Christ. Because of where I was coming from, baptism, and you know, I was not just a member. And because of the things we did in our humanity, fetish things, I mean, I gave my life to Christ. Demons came for me. I know we have people looking for me on campus to make me an athlete. Demons came. Demons. I have, now you are asking for a genuine encounter. Me, I have demonic encounters. And I've told you some of those things. There was a night, you know, so and it's one of the reasons why it's no more difficult for me to not to sleep. I can be awake. I mean, I can be awake for days. During those days, I could not sleep because immediately it's night. I mean, war. I practically saw death. I've seen death in number. I've seen the spirit of death in number. In number, I can't count. That's why I say number. Now I'm a Christian, and so I have to be praying, praise the Lord, because I can't sleep. Because if I sleep, I will see something I want to see. So I was praying, and then I knew it. I was in my mentor's place that night in the Muslim, and there was no light. So there's this plastic we use to hold candle. I lit a candle because there was no electricity. So I started praying. I was praying. When I sleep, something was happening. So I dozed off. The candle, I was on the bed. I laid on the bed. The candle was by me. My body was by the candle. Wait, look at the candle. Look at me. I slept off. The candle burned. Caught the plastic. Caught the mattress. It was right in front of my face. It's not far. Caught the mattress and began to pull the mattress. I think it's in 3-bedroom flat. Yes, 3-bedroom flat. I was in a room. My pastor was on the ground. This middle of the night. The one body cataracts. So, you know how mantras is now? It's supposed to open the mantras and catch you. I was not far, just look at my Bible. Instead of the fire spreading, it began to burn into the mantras. Just as if they told you, don't burn beyond this place. Right in front of my face. Now, I want to tell you how much it burns. The room was full of smoke. It entered into the corridor, went into the next room to wait for my pastor. It was my pastor that had no compassion. They thought I was born to it. And it was like when I opened my eyes, fire was in front of my eye. It did not touch me. It did not burn me. It did not burn my Bible. Attacks. But see, in all of these attacks, I kept seeing God in all of it. See, let us see God in your battles. The presence of battles does not signify the absence of God. Because how would it have been that the fire being burning, even the heat should have spoiled my face? I left it. And they cut my Bible. And the fire being spread, it was just burning into the mattress. So you see, there are marks. These things, please, there are things about you that please mark on my spirit and my soul. They made me wrong. When I get to Benin, if you see the witches ask them, I didn't come here to play with them. Before I came to Benin, I love to deal with witches. So when I came to Benin to serve OYS, I was in the Compass family house, and I saw a witch. I know by the fire. It's one of the graces I have. I said, you keep this guy in this house. The Lord told me, say, I didn't bring you here to deal with witches. I bring you here for another assignment. They are marks. Jesus does not just place a mark on your body. He marks your soul. I can't come to a level where I'm going. There are things where they are down. That's why the journey of Israel from Egypt through the wilderness was not a punishment, it was a training. There are things, there are marks that Jesus wants to put on your soul to thicken you, because you are going to the land of Canaan and you must behead giants. You don't behead giants by struggling. Christianity is not a solution for you. You are recognizing your Christianity too much, that's why you are full of defeats. Not to present this thing somehow. Jesus must mark you. Because the devil must see you from afar and know that this girl belongs to Jesus. How can you be a child of God and troubles are diverting your life? I pray my body. Henceforth, the mark is the every trouble in your life comes to an end today. Amen. Every trouble in and around your life and household, they are buried today. Amen. The mark of Jesus on the spirit of a man is no doubt. Let me tell you quickly. A believer, a born again Christian can be challenged. When Christianity is a salvation, is an into a life of victories. Let me tell you, salvation is an initiation. So let me be using those things now so that you understand what I'm talking about. Salvation is an initiation. Because anyone that is not born again is dead in the spirit. He only has a soul and it's rooted in the body. The spirit is dead. Because dead that must assess God, must assess in the words, in spirit and not truth. So when Jesus comes to the life of a man, he's in the dead state. He puts his mark of new birth. His spirit comes back and assesses God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you see, that mark of new birth is an initiation into a journey of triumph and championship. Hallelujah. And that mark is an antidote to troubles. That means it does not mean that they won't come for you. It does not mean that demons will come. But they are not meant to show you over your life. If you are in church and you are constantly, repeatedly going through defeats, your salvation is questionable. And salvation is questionable. Yes. There are many people that don't encounter Jesus, they encounter their pastor. Don't you know? I showed you yesterday. 1 John. Chapter 5, verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. So if you are born again, all things are passed away, and all things are become new. Sin not. It's not an advice, it's a characteristic. If you are in church, even if you're a pastor, if sin is part of what you do, the life of the born again. It's not possible for you to be marked, your spirit to be marked by Jesus. And sin is hidden. Oh, you didn't hear me. These are specific ways. That's why if you see a brother in church that sins, it's not a problem. It's not bothering you. It's like letting the archbishop, it's not bothering you. Archbishop is not a spiritual degree, it's a philosophy of man. That's why I don't have a sense of this. Philosophies of men. He that is born of God, he that Jesus has marked. The day Jesus marks your spirit, your spirit comes to life. You're a baby. That's what born in bed, right? That's salvation. Sin is removed. So he that is born of God, sinneth not. See the next thing that is in. But he that is begotten of God, keepeth himself. My God, I forget. Keep it himself. I've told you guys some of you. When I was lecturing, there was this guy that wanted to sleep with me. Yes. And she's married now. See, you must come to a level of your life where you know the devil, Let me tell you one of the reasons why the devil did this many Christmas. The devil knows the devil alone in the devil. You don't understand what I mean. You know, the devil tries in deception. The devil knows them, but they don't know the devil. How can you defeat an enemy you don't know? There's an enemy on that street. Coming suspect for you, and you don't know him. There's a man shooting. How? But the enemy knows you. Who will win? It's in knowledge. You must stop the enemy. Then you know your enemy. She wanted to, she said, and she's a commissar. But she was a commissar in the church. Then the pressure will be on the church. He has begun to come to me. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Praise God. If you are born again, one of the attributes of your life is that you will keep yourself. You will. It's not a. You will keep yourself. If you discover that you constantly fall into sin, your salvation is questioning. Because he that is born of God, it doesn't mean that it's not possible that he falls into sin, but it will not be no. And if it happens, it will be everything that I am in you. There will be remorse, there will be genuine conviction in the wrong. For you, You must not see extra money, you will take out. You must not see small limbs, you will chop the limbs back. Nobody see them. Your salvation is questionable. Can you go pray the prayer you did yesterday? Let me show you what it means to be marked. What do you mean of genuine salvation? One of the reasons why many Christians sin is because many Christians, so-called Christians, are not genuine people. They are not virtuous. You can't meet Jesus and not fall in love. My right. And I'm sure that one is people. Acts chapter 9, the Bible says that Saul was shouting on a demonic agenda. He met Jesus. He fell. Many of us, we are not falling. You know me of what? You have not come to the end of yourself. You have not been convicted by the Holy Ghost. As a hardened criminal, I fell and cried. I saw my end. And I saw the end of the Lord Jesus. I didn't know it. Nobody preached on me for the Holy Spirit. Many of us, many people come out for salvation call because, you know, the honor of the environment, beautiful hall, you know, my friend has gone out. I know that pastor. Yeah, no, go out. Maybe go out. I said, go out. You know, we just write your number for record sheet, but there, you know. And let me tell you something, that's one of the reasons why many Christians are struggling to grow. If you discover you are struggling to grow, check your salvation. It may not be genuine. Let me tell you, you cannot build a skyscraper on the foundation of a two-bedroom flat. So your foundation, which is salvation, is not genuine. But you want to go, you can't go. So you see, this is kind of there, kind of there, like da, message. Let's see. The look of the morning. Let's see. Did we pray? Yes, we pray, but we didn't pray these words. When you discover, what did I, when you discover that you are struggling to go, it's possible that you are trying to build a life on the salvation, on the foundation that is not genuine. And you can't. So what makes salvation genuine? Conviction and encounter genuine with Jesus. When Saul met Jesus, that day his agenda came down. The Bible says he fell. You don't know what the people do. No, everything is scripture. I fear. I was being prepared to take over that group as a young boy. But that day, fear when I met Jesus. The day I went to give my life to Christ, I carried my leg home. Because I had seen of encounters with the Holy Spirit. This is what came to me at the house. I will be armed. And he said, I want to help you. I get him. If I had left the group, they thought I was still their number six. They thought. 2 weeks, I don't give my life to Jesus. I don't do him, but it's still here. Please go. You can't be genuine. You can't meet Jesus genuine. Some of us will meet pastors and give our life to pastors. I've met pastors' sons that have not met Jesus. Oh Lord, mark my spirit. Place your mark upon my spirit. If the mark of Jesus is on your spirit, there are certain things that come from your life. I used to smoke, the addiction broke. Because not the prayer said. It was the mark. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, and then the series of attempts. Bring me the mark. Many people don't know that one of the things that gives me confidence, I am marked. I don't belong to myself. I didn't send myself to the That's why I don't beg people. I don't beg people. I'm not a beggar. I came to distribute life. I have a source that doesn't come. The family will tell us in the day with the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's rise up. Thank you. You're going to pray for yourself. You're going to pray for your loved ones. Lord, place your mark upon us. If you're a mother, you're watching us online, I'd like to pray for your children. If you're a young person, I'd like to pray for your siblings, pray for your siblings. Lord, put your mark upon us. If you know that you are not genuinely born again, it's your opportunity. You may be well known in church, but what if church? Church is not the same thing. Church is not the same thing. Christ is the head of the church. Who is willing to receive the mark of Christ in his spirit? Lord, keep your put your mark upon my spirit. Let me receive grace to keep myself. Let sin die. How can I be a Christian and I still like to sin? You are in church, you are looking forward to go and sin this. You are not saved. You are not saved. You are in church, you are thinking of a girl that you want romance. You are not saved. You are not saved. Because he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. Oh, they are the wrong for girls, and they are the wrong. But are the wrong for girls? Because the anointing does not keep a man from sin. He keepeth himself. You are the one that will keep yourself. Anointing is not an antidote. If you don't keep yourself, then shave your head up. Lord, mark my spirit with capacity to keep myself from sin. When Jesus marks your spirit, you will have the capacity to sin not. I say that he that is born of God, sin not. Oh, oh. Lord, help me. Lord, let the blood of Jesus mark my spirit. Give me capacity to give myself and to see God. In Jesus' name. We are going to read the last statement in 1 John chapter 5 verse 18. Please open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 5 verse 18. 1 John 5 18, we'll read the last statement there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. For today, the yoke of sin over your life is broken in the name of Jesus. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. The Bible says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. Let's read the last one there. And that wicked one toucheth him not. Young man, when the fire came, it burns, but touch me not. It's not new for battles to be around your life, but they will do what? Touch you not. If you are a believer, you are a Christian, you call yourself a child of God, and the devil is touching you, there's a big problem. Touch you what? Not. I'm going to pray one more. Lord, put your marks upon my life. Let the wicked one no longer touch me. Let the wicked one no longer touch my marriage. Let the wicked one no longer touch my business. Let the wicked one no longer touch my children. Let the wicked one no longer touch my wife. Let the wicked one no longer touch my fingers. Put your mark upon me. Is there anybody in your home the devil is defiling. You have put your mark upon this person. My Lord. The marks of Jesus are an end to the troubles of life. My Lord. For today, I'm accepted from the troubles of sin. My Lord. Sin may come, but no, it will touch me later. It will touch me later.
Thank you.